I mean, I don't really think we got the real appreciation for the song last time, so I'm going to start off with it again.
Folks, welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian's playing some deep cuts.
I said, come on for Hogwarts, guys. I said, come on for Hogwarts, guys. Everybody to the limit, everybody to the limit, everybody come on for Hogwarts, guys.
I can't, Brian. I can't. If you want to join this show, share your tangent, because we are on a Tangent Tuesday, obviously, at this point. 844-967-2789. You can join the show. You're listening to us.
I see you jocking me. Trying to play like you know me.
You're listening to us on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, WTTN, 1580 AM in Madison, as well as The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM out of Waukesha. Brian has having a lot of fun with Strong Rat references this afternoon.
You opened it up. I mean, you started it.
This is all my fault. This is all on me. But Brian, we got an update about one of the stories we've been
playing
since last Friday. The targeted attack against the state's judiciary system going on in New Lisbon up in Juneau County. The man who was suspected of killing retired Juneau County Judge John Romer has died, the Wisconsin Department of Justice said Tuesday. So this is Elliot Hughes reporting over at the Journal Sentinel, letting us know that the individual who was found with a seemingly self-inflicted gun wound in the basement of Judge Romer on Friday has passed away. So we're still going to be finding out a little bit more information. Again, this individual had a list. He was a targeted act against the judicial system here in the state of Wisconsin. He had officials' names on that list from Michigan and Kentucky, as well as Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the judge that he killed.
As well as Mitch McConnell. I feel like it was an aspirational list beyond the first one. You know, I don't really think he ever thought he was going to get to Evers or Whitmer, let alone Mitch McConnell. But I find it interesting that Mitch McConnell was on that list, going by the Frankenstein's monster situation.
Yeah, the list was a little perplexing because, like you said, I don't necessarily know how he believed that he would go through and find those politicians, but at the same time, it seems like he was a very troubled individual, and it's just one more example of gun violence that occurred here in the state of Wisconsin, seemingly from political rhetoric. I think it's important to point that out. We had that instance. We had the bomb threats in the city of Keele. And unfortunately, it's a trend that seems to be on the rise in our state and around the country. And so that is the update. The individual has passed away after. I don't know if he was overcome with grief, Brian, or what led him to then choose to have a self-inflicted gunshot wound. But it'll be a story that we're continuing to follow as the authorities report and release more information as they conduct those investigations.
All right. That's awful.
Yeah. Now for something completely different, Brian. We're going to be going...
Let's do that.
We got an update from the Wisconsin Supreme Court today as well. So this is a little bit of an interesting developing story from earlier this morning, Brian. And it is a loss for the business lobby here in the state of Wisconsin. So since the beginning of the 2020 pandemic, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, which represents chambers of commerce all around the state, has been working to prevent the release of COVID-19 outbreak information from places of employment. So say there's an outbreak at either of the studios, rather than have the ability for the Wisconsin State Department, Health Department, to report saying, yes, there was an outbreak here, so if you interacted with that business, you should take precaution because you may have potentially been subject to COVID-19 exposure. And so rather than allowing that information to be at the aggregate, like aggregated information of places of business and public life, rather than be able to share that information, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce said, no, you can't release that information because it was information sought by some of the major news outlets here in the state of Wisconsin in trying to track COVID-19 in the beginning days of the pandemic.
Huh.
The Wisconsin State Journal and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel were the ones seeking that information from the state Department of Health Services.
You'd think during a pandemic you might want to know that information, but again, they're worried about their own liability and their own public interest, that type of thing, right?
Well, they wanted to block out. They claimed, Brian, that it would cause irreparable harm to businesses if people found out that COVID-19 outbreaks, they claim, were occurring in the workplace, that would cause irreparable harm to business.
So you're saying that people would look on businesses negatively if they had a COVID outbreak? Is that what you're telling me? So why would they be framed in a negative light from that? Who are the ones calling it the China virus and making it, it's making a light of it and making fun of it, and anybody who does anything about it is just, some living in fear type of person, that type of thing. Is that could that have contributed to why people might, look down upon somebody who might have a COVID outbreak at their business?
I don't even think it's that. They just wanted, I think the biggest aspect is it was very unknown at the beginning of the pandemic, uh-huh, whether or not if you caught COVID-19, because people were forcing you into the workplace. Again, June 2020 was beyond the safer
the
at home. It was beyond the safer at home order from Governor Evers.
All the things that were put out there were decided on Zoom meetings because it wasn't safe for them to meet. In fact, the Wisconsin Supreme Court only met during the pandemic via Zoom to go and tell you that you had to go in person to vote.
Mm-hmm. And so rather than having outbreak information from workplaces be shared publicly, after they were forcing people back to the workplaces, they were suing to keep it from being released. And a Waukesha County Circuit Court initially sided with the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce.
Of course they did.
That's what it
was. It was Schimmel?
I don't know if it was Schimmel. It might have been the other guy that did the absentee ballot ruling as well. I didn't catch the name on which judge was the lower court, but an appeals court.
They're not partisan, so it doesn't really matter, does it?
Not really. But the Wisconsin Supreme Court deciding against Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce today, Brian. Hagedorn joining the three liberal-leaning justices in that decision, 4-3. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Push it to the limit, kids.